Monday night, we're doing today's daf, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. The Gemara, we're talking about saying that you should be kona, like the unborn child, the unconceived child. So the machlok, the shaila. So the omalei. Let's start from the second line of Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So ilu omalei. So Rav Avin said to Rav Yirmiya, ilu omalei. If a person would say to someone else, if he would say to his ben, kani kachamor mikoni, would he be konen? A chamor is not konen. So here also the interpretation of his words end up being that you're not kona, because he said you should be kona like this unborn child, like the children who are yet to be born, who are yet to be conceived. So he's not kona. The itmar, that's kosher, it's not kona. In other words, here there's a tzad that might be kona, because you mean acquire for a matana the same share that they would get. But we say no, it's this equivalent of saying kani kachamor, which is no good. The Itmar Kanika Chamor is certainly low kona, but let's say you say Atva Chamor, you and the Chamor should be kona afield. Rav Nachman Omar, there are three way machlokas. Rav Nachman Omar called kona machza, that each thing should get half, and not kini kichamor, but kini Atva Chamor. So Rav Nachman holds you get your half. Rav Amnuna Loyama Klum, because you mean to tie it together to make one haknoah out of it. Rav Sheshes Amar Kona Hakol, because that's your intention. That since the chamor can't be kona, you get everything. Amar Rav Sheshes Amin Allah.
What happens to the other half?
I'm sorry.
First sheet gets half. What happens to the other half?
The other half belongs to the makne. Or you can apply the rule: if I give you something and you're not kona, it becomes hefker. But that's a very limited din. Most of the time, it just remains by the makne. But the answer to your question was it would either remain by the machne or be hefker, probably remain by the machne. Amr Rav Sheshes, but now I mean a law that you mean whatever could be chal should be chal. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, you're taking truma from kishos. Kishos has a part that's royal achila and a part that's not really royal achila. Oh, I shouldn't say that. It's royal achila and that truma's chal, but it's called ra. And if you're toring from the bitter part onto the more tasty part, it's toring in a ra la yofa. So Rabbi Yosi Yomer, ain lochamar bekishos el pnimi shebo. There's a specific part of the kishos plant that's bitter. Lefikach shu toring, when you take truma from kishos, most of alachitzen shebo the toring. You should make sure everything comes from the kishos, from the tasty part. In other words, you're taking truma, and we don't want you to take from the mar al hamosok, and therefore we want you to make all the truma the mosok. Now, amai, atva chamorhu, the Gemara holds that since you're saying everything should be truma, but you certainly don't want to violate the rule of ein tormen min ara la yofer, so it's chal totally on the yofer. And you have to make sure there's enough yofer that to cover 1/50th. Let's say you usually give 1/50th, or the average person gives 1/50th of truma. So you have to make sure there's enough yofer to cover it. So lechora, this is like kniyat v'chamor, where mitzad your dibur, you're saying the sweet part of the kishos and the bitter part of the kishos, you're saying should be truma, but you really don't want it to be chal on the bitter part, so everything's chal on the sweet part, and you have to make sure there's enough sweet part to fulfill, you know, to give truma from. So that would be a raya that to that dynamic, when you make one chalois, and ostensibly it would be chal on something that you really don't, it can't be chal, or in this case you don't want it to be chal. We'll see the Gemara's dechi in a moment. But the Gemara at this point compares something that can't be chal with something that you don't want it to be chal, and the Gemara holds that it's all chal on the good part. You don't say like machzo machzo. So that's Rav Sheshes, that you're kind of the whole thing. The Gemara is indeed dochet shiny hoslam the midiraisa truma malusahi. That really should be chal on the bad part, on the bitter part. You want it all to be chal on the good part, but it's not like kniyat v'chamor, because it would be chal. Ain tormin min aral ayof is just a chatchila, but it is chal on that, so it's not like chamor. So therefore, it's no raya to our din. We have we want to know a case where you make one hakna'a and part of it is not chal. So what happens to the other part? Zero, half, or whole? Here, the whole thing's chal in the better part. So the Gemara says it's no raya to what we want to know, because here it theoretically could be chal on the no good part. Okay. Damar Abimoy, Minayin L'Tarmin Arala Yafi Shetramosay Truma, Shinema V'Loitisu Olav Chet, and you won't get a Chet Arim Chemes Chelbo Mimeno, V'Yemeno Kadosh, a Chelbo is the good part, the Yafi. So now, the implication is you will get a Chet if you're Tarmin Arala Yafi. V'Yemeno Kadosh, let's say according to Rava and Tmura, that he offered Loi Mahani. So V'Yemeno Kadosh Nesias Chet Lama. You can't determine a rally official through mostly truma. In other words, since it's mashma, something is chal, because, or else you wouldn't need a kapara. Maybe you need a kapara for trying to do an avera, like Rava says in Tzmura, that even if the yavad loy mahani, you get an avera for trying to do something bad. So that's discussed by the Rishayim. What Rebbe Loi's drasha? What's the logic of Rebbe Loi's drasha? But his basic svara is very clear. That the main kadosh nasiyos chait lama. The implication is you need a kapara. If you determine a rali yafis, obviously min a rali yafis chal. Amalei Mordechai Ravashi, Moshe Rabab de Tzufta, from the following story: a mishnah in kiddushin, ma'aseh b'chamishnashim, aven shtei achoyos. So it wasn't Geza. It was Hefka. With one action. Either because it's Kedushin Shem Masurim Labia, or because Kol Shem, you know, Bazaar Chazaar, Filu Vasachas, Eino, the sisters are not Mekudoshos. Achayas Udein Mekudoshos, Anochiyas Ha Mekudoshos. Amai, this is Mamish, seems to be the classic case of Atva Chamorhu, where you want a Chalois, it's happening at one time, you're being Mekadosh, like one communal Kiddushin. It's not Chal on two of them, but on the other ones it is Chal. Omalei hainu dechazoi Ravuna bar Avya b'chelma. So Ravashi said, I saw Ravuna bar Avya in a dream. The mois of Ravavya tiyufta. And I saw that, and this is the fulfillment of the dream, that Ravavya is terakasha. Why didn't he see Ravavya in a dream? I don't know. He saw his son in a dream. Because it's only a dream. The Navig Mar gives the terence to his percha. He spoke out that Aruya Mekem Labiyat Eskadishli. Anyway, you're forced to say that, let's say, according to Abaye, that Kedushin Shem Basurim Labiyat and a Kedushin. So, okay, that is
not
Atzma Kamar. It's not Atzma Kamar. If he spoke out, Aruya Mekem Eskadishli. He spoke out that he's limiting his Kedushin to whoever it's Roy to be Chalak. Okay, now we go on to another case. Ahudi Amalol of Divishu, he said to his wife and his sabah, Nechosay Loch Velivnayich, which is plural. Well, I don't know, that's going to be a later Chakira. At this point, we just want to know, Loch Velivnayich, what did he mean to give her? A share? Like a son? Or half? You is one category, and the children are another category. Or she's like one of the children. I'm Rabbi Yosef Kansumechso. I'm Rabbi Yosef Ben Aminala. Tanya Rabbi Yoimim by Lechem Aponim. Why is Alaron of the Lechem Aponim? And we say mechzel Aaron u'mechzel levanov, because that's the way the phrase is interpreted. Aaron levanov means hif him and hif him. So here also, Amalei Abai Bishlam Bishlam Alzum Aaron Bar Chalukahu. Aaron would have gotten a part of the lechem upon him. He's a kohen. So by speaking out la'aron, you gave him more of a schus. So that's presumably hif. La'achi pari berachmano l'mishko palga to get hif. But Isha Labas Yerushahi. So even to give her anything, he had to talk about her. So what's the raya? He meant to give her hif. Daya shatito bechot kechot min abonim. Amy, the Gemara asked, who would have been our dog? Bagbi Yeshmuel Palga, he taka gave a hif. The Tveria story, such a story happened. Bagbi Rabbi Yechanan Palga, the Sukhios Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar, who to make Chlila, the money, the Shodu de Bei Malka, money for a crown. In other words, tax money. Money for the king. That they said, you know who has to pay it? Abule Vastruge. On the rich people, if you have an income over whatever it is, over the median, you're rich. And on the politicians. Vama Rebbe, the way to do it is Nesfu Abule Palga Vastruge Palga, to do half and half. So you see, that's the Mashmolos Halosh and Achiyashna. Hosa Meikora Kevi Kasvi Abule Avi Kasvi. At first, the tax was only on the rich. This Terubi Abu Masayu Badayo, but this Terubi would help out. They'd give a little of their income to it. The other mountain of the Kapasayi, the Melech knew. So Hashtos, so and now by writing Maidu Kokasi Abu Vasruge to add to their burden. The name of Dani Palgi Valin Palgi, because they were giving already. Hashem, any other woman would get nothing. So you have no riot. Moshe Reb Zera, I'm a real like carbon mincha. A real like mincha. Yeah?
This is still problematic.
What?
That's problematic.
Why is it problematic? I don't know. Half and half. Right, so here they also did it half and half. It's no kasha. They say half and half, and here it was half and half. The Gemara thought it had a kasha. The Gemara thought it had a raya. The Gemara thought it has no raya, because there it's half and half, because they were helping anyway. So by specifying that they should pay it, he meant to make it more, to be half and half. Most of them zera, I'm a rabbi mincha, maya isara. Your normal minchas is one isara. You can bring up to 60 in one plea. If he says, I'll bring 100, Lahabu Bishnei Kalim, and he's fully aware that you can't bring more than 60 Sarin in one flea, because there's no Belila. This is where the famous saying, not saying, this is where the famous rule of Kolaroi Labila and Bila Makeves boy, Vachoshena Roi Labila Bila Makeves boy. Bila's not Ma'akev, but if you have 61 Sarin in a flea, it's possible, because it's not even Roi Labila. Anyways, if he says he'll bring 100 Bishnei Kalim, he's aware of the din. So maybe shishim b'tliyachad are born b'tliyachad. The maybe chamishim b'tliyachad are chamishim b'tliyachad yatsa. And maybe in l'chatzila lo, why don't you l'chatzila bring that amount? Nisak the night of Koki, I got the palgu palguhu. That such phraseology means half and half. I feel l'chatzila not we should do 50-50. Achiyashto, what's the tzusha? Hosam an ansavi day gather me karma karma gadol l'chatzila. He wants to bring a big mahuda, nice carbon. So the max is 60. Okay? So you don't say 50. You let him do the max, because that's his intention in the first place. By the combination of Kalin, the other boy has to let him have more than 60. But we allow him to do his will, what he wants to do, so we allow that. This is a kabbalah to Rabbi Yosef, these three cases. So there was in the first parak of Baba Basra that if a Yoresh has a field bordering one of the fields of the estate, he does not automatically get it. This is a Yosef of hell. You don't say Dina the Bar Mitzvah there. Inyan is a Sukkah Boso Inyan that you could still back off of the deal. The Mechzah is our Gemara, what we just learned, that you get mechzah with such a phrase. Who to Shadar Piski the Shroy Lebesa? He sent expensive silk material to his house. Yeah. And he didn't say who. It's a present, here's a present. I'm Rabbani, a ruin the bonim for scorim clothing the bonim. A ruin the bonos, the bonos. Yeah. Why am I more less late kalos if he has no daughter on board? I believe it's like Kaloso, the Kaloso showed that rather than his married daughter. His married daughter, he figured to let the husbands take care of them. But his sons, but his sons, he wanted to give his daughter in law. The Benato went to see him, but if his daughters are unmarried, then he said for me to give it to his daughters, he actually starts saving up for the Nag. But Shabbat Kaloso, he showed the Kaloso. So between married daughters and married daughters-in-law, you give to your married daughters-in-law. But between married daughters-in-law and unmarried daughters, you certainly want to give to your unmarried daughters, so that they can build up their true self. Who the other way the chaser the bonai, but he only had one son. That was the only problem. Havalei bro brata, bikaril inchi lebro bonai, and the daughter doesn't get anything, not even the nedunya. Because you meant to be mafkia half of the nedunya by giving the son everything. And that's a matana, so she doesn't have like a yerusha skus, a ksuba skus to get the dunya. The dimalai kari yichi the brabanai. And he meant the daughter should also get. Well, the moshava the brat of the matana klas. Amar abay toshma ubnei don chushim. Amalei rabba dilma. Kitatona de Mecheskia, Shahayim Ruben Kahushim, Shalkana, and he ended up with a lot of descendants, second biggest Shaven, I think. So he had like a bundle of rushes, it's called, Kahushim. So they grow very prolifically, so that's his children. So in future generations, his children became like Kahushim. Elam Arab of Nepalo Aliyah. Okay, like the next story. Son and a grandson. And he included them in the sentence, my children. There are dinim in the Torah where you do say b'nei bonim are in kibonim by peruvu and by other areas, but the gabi the lashon b'nei adam it says here where you're giving out presents, so you don't necessarily mean to give to your grandchildren. And so too, if you make an isra hanah, so b'nei so mutar b'nei bonim. Okay, we continue now. Dav Kufnem Gimel Amud Bey is the Mishnah. Mitzvah Hashem, we start Sanhedrin. If we continue, then we'll learn Rashi's. Not like now, which is wrong. You should never learn without Rashbam or Rashi. We'll continue now with the Mishnah. We're talking about an estate. Also, we'll explain more. I don't know. See, now it's like very quick. We're talking about an estate. Remember, we learned that they have to take care. They can't just grab the estate money. They can split up the Yerusha, but they can't just do what they want with the estate. Hiniach bonim gedolim b'ktanim. V'shbichla gedolim b'tanachosim. We'll see in the Gemara what kind of sheva. They improved the estate, but all they did was hire workers. They didn't put in their own money. They gave their time and their efforts to get workers, but they didn't like buy fertilizer, they didn't work the field. So the shvach is for the whole estate. They didn't split up yet. In Momru, if they spoke out, they went over to Bezdin or to the other brothers and they said, listen, we want the shevach that we cause. When they could take it. Taken by speaking it out, they could make sure they could direct it to themselves and say, listen, we're not going to do it otherwise, we're doing it with that understanding that we're going to get it. She's bichus on a chosim. We're going to see the Gemara. It's talking about she's also a yoreshes. So it's really essentially the same case. We see in the Gemara in the Chiddush. She's bichul ha'amtsa. The mom ravu mashenich li bayli harini yosef ocheles. Only if I'm going to do this, but I want the shevach for myself, so she can do that. She can make such a hasna'a. She's bichul li'atzma. I'm Rav Chanina ben Rav Yosef ben Rav Mishmei ben Rav. Leishanu, and it's emtsa. If they don't speak out to the contrary, elish shibku nechasim achmas nechasim. Meaning they didn't do physical labor. They didn't spend money. They took the estate money and they hired workers. And the chasim improved. So that's when they hold that it goes leemtsa. Avol shibku nechasim achmas atzma, that the older brothers gave money or did the actual work. So then everybody's moichel bichuli atzmon, even without a tnai, because they're not moichel and they want it. It's like an automatic tnai. Think of it that way. Eli, you're telling me if they're meshabeach the nechasim, they get it? They get the shvach? Omer Rav Chanina afilu lo hiniach lohem aviyem elo udni yei. We now went to Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. A bore and a covering. And it has water in it. So hasachar, that people use it to water their fields. Lo emtsa. Now what happened here? Lo udni the machmas atzmo hu. Right? In other words, because they have to watch the bar. They have to do physical exertion. The Gemara thought they did physical exertion here. Watching the bar, making sure no one steals the water. The Gemara thought they did physical exertion. So then they should get it. The Gemara says, no, shiny udane, the tirusa hudavida, it's like inconsequential work. You're only just watching it. You're not actually doing anything. So the Ketanim could have done it too. There's no mal use of the Gedolim over the Ketanim. There's no mal of the Gedolim over the Ketanim. The Mela, if even the Ketanim can do it, it's an insignificant tircha, and therefore it's le'emtsa. Im Omru Ruma Shaniach when Rabbah, they spoke it out. Ariyan Waisen Vaichlin. Then Hishbichu Le'atzman, because they spoke it out. They said this is the only grounds. This is the only way we're going to do this. Rav Safra Shabbat Abu Azuzi, Shaklin of Abu Bahurista, he made business with it. Asu Achet to work Dina Kami the Rebbe, that they wanted to share in the Rebbech. Amaluhu Rav Safra Gav Rabuhu, Le Shabbat Gir Say the Torah Lachrine. So he wouldn't. Normally we say you have to speak it out. He doesn't have to speak it out. He certainly meant to do it only for himself, for his own parnosa. He certainly didn't go, just do it so that they share in the profits. And therefore, it's like he spoke out that he wants it for himself. Okay, we'll stop here.